Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM at KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is another beautiful day, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. And isn't it funny how, like, right now it's, what, 42, maybe 44 degrees, and I'm seeing people walking around in shorts and T-shirts, and kids wear shorts year-round around here, but, you know, adults walking around in shorts and T-shirts, and like, okay, it's 44, I get it, it's been a long, long winter, but if it were 44 in late September, we'd all be freezing to death. It's like, oh my God, it's so cold. Anyway, you know my theme music there, the theme from Caddyshack? It's a particularly sounds good this time of year because it's almost golf season, people. It's right around the corner. Yes, it is. Anyway, we've got another good show for you today. By the way, my name is Bob Witte, and I am a host here on North Idaho Thursday. And first up today, we'll welcome in a good friend, Bob Hike, from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge, and talk about what's happening at the Elks in the coming month. Of course, it being April, in just a few days, there's a lot going on at the Elks. There's a new restaurant that opened up a couple of weeks ago, Tracks at the Elks, and I'm sure Bob is excited to talk about that. Plus, it won't be long till we're out on the golf course as well. I know they're inducting new officers, I think, tomorrow. Just a lot going on. So we'll talk about all of that in our first segment. And then, for you space exploration fans, we have got a very special show the rest of the way. In our second segment, we're going to be switching gears completely and welcome in Kyle Averill from Space Point. Kyle will fill us in on exactly what Space Point is and what they are doing and hope to accomplish in the near future. And this will be the first in a quarterly series of presentations coming up this Saturday at the Panada Theater. And that'll be featuring University of Idaho Professor Jason Barnes discussing the Dragonfly Project and more. So stay tuned for what promises to be an interesting show. And I believe that Professor Barnes will be joining us via the phone from Moscow, Idaho as well. So stick around for that. But what else is going on? A lot is going on. I mentioned the Panada tomorrow night. They have an all-women adventure film festival called No Man's Land. And people are really getting behind this thing. There are a lot of people stepped up and sponsored it, so they actually paid for the film festival, so it was really basically no cost to the Panada. And all the money raised from tickets go back to the Panada. So that's kind of a win-win. For everything happening at the Panada, go to panada.org for more information. There's a Cancer is No Joke fundraiser happening at McDuff's Beer Hall on Saturday, April 1st. April Fool's Day, but no fooling. Help support a great cause with Community Cancer Series. It's a nonprofit community-funded resource providing information and support to cancer patients and their family. $1 of every beer sold will go to Community Cancer Services. OPA food truck will be there. There's raffles and more happening at McDuff's Beer Hall, 3rd and Cedar on Saturday. Schweitzer this weekend has their annual, what do they call it, spring final, S-C-H-P-R-I-N-G, spring finale, that's what it is, going on Saturday, April 1st. There's a kids events, and I think this is the day where you slide down the hill and land in this freezing cold puddle of water. I don't even know what you call that, but insane is what I call it. Anyway, oh, and their cardboard derby, we've all seen that before. Anyway, it's all happening at Schweitzer. This is not their final weekend. However, next weekend is. So I think their closing day is Easter Sunday the 9th. So, and they have Easter morning sunrise services up there. For more information on all of that, go to Schweitzer.com. Also this weekend is the Sandpoint Home and Garden Show is back at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. There's over 50 vendors, 1,200 attendees, and it is Saturday and Sunday, the 1st and 2nd. Let's see, Saturday 10 to 4, Sunday, 10 to 6 on Saturday. I'm trying to read this, and 10 to 4 on Sunday. So it's happening at the fairgrounds. The Home and Garden Show. And you know what happens every year before COVID when we had the Home and Garden Show at the fairgrounds is that it was kind of a rainy, snowy weekend. Well, guess what? This sunny weather is going away, and it's going to be a rainy, snowy weekend just in honor of the Home and Garden Show. So lots going on this very show here in North Idaho Thursday. We'll be talking about the Sandpoint Elks Lodge in just a moment. We'll be talking about Space Point after that. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit TingInternet.com/Bulldogs. That's TingInternet.com/Bulldogs.
As you know, cold and flu season is still here, and the folks at White Cross Pharmacy want to remind you that there's still time for you to receive your annual flu shot for the best defense for this above-average flu season. And we also have the latest COVID boosters if you haven't gotten yours yet. And both shots are covered by most healthcare plans. To find out if these vaccines are right for you, contact us at White Cross Pharmacy in Sandpoint, Spirit Lake, Priest River, or Old Town. White Cross Pharmacy.
Space Point presents a very special evening at the Panetta Theater in Sandpoint on Saturday, April 1st, with University of Idaho professor Jason Barnes and a presentation on NASA's Dragonfly spacecraft, the first quadcopter spacecraft in the world. Following Dragonfly, there will also be a showing of Rogue One, a Star Wars story. For advanced tickets and more information on this Space Point presentation, go to Panetta.org.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Would you know what to do in a poison emergency? Would you know whom to call? Well, the answer is Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Poison Help is a 24/7 government hotline staffed by poison experts. It's free to call and available in over 100 languages. Every second counts in a poison emergency. Don't waste it wondering who to call. Save Poison Help in your phone today. 1-800-222-1222.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by a much more famous Bob right now. Bob Hike from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge is with us. Bob, how are you?
I'm fine, Bob. Thank you very much for that great introduction. I'm not that famous.
Well, it's great having you here and having the Elks back on this show, and hopefully this becomes a regular monthly thing, and you're more than welcome to do that. Lots going on this time of year in particular at the Elks. First of all, let's touch on the restaurant. There's a new people coming in to run the restaurant. It's called Tracks at the Elks. Of course, the Elks is surrounded by railroad tracks, so it's a very fitting name. I haven't had a chance to go out there and eat yet. How is it?
It's been fantastic, Bob. The only thing I can tell you is that we have had some bad experiences over the last several years trying to get the restaurant busy and trying to get it going.
Well, the last several years have been just sucky for everybody.
Well, it has. The pandemic was one thing, but even before that hit, the Elks the restaurant and bar were not very busy during the golf season, let alone during the winter when we didn't have a golf course to back us up. But I'm so excited now because it's changed completely. We were approached by some people, a husband and wife team, Craig and Deirdre Wirt,
yeah.
And they are already proving to be a great chef, number one, great food. But we've committed with the core of officers and the people that are coming in now to the officer corps. They've all committed that we're going to make this work. We're going to advertise. We're going to promote it. We're going to have great food, great service, and make it a destination point for food.
Yeah. So. Well, that's wonderful. I've heard only great things about it. It's open on a fairly limited basis right now, Friday and Saturday for dinner, 4 to 8. And then Sunday brunch is what I've heard the most comments about from 10 until 2.
Well, you've done your homework, and I appreciate that. Yeah. We're open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We had a soft opening, they called it, because there's going to be a grand opening when more people are available and the weather's nicer.
Mm-hmm.
We had snow in the parking lot until recently.
Yeah.
But there was a soft opening, and it happened to be very convenient to have it at St. Patrick's Day. So we had a terrific menu with the obvious corned beef and cabbage and lamb stew and Irish dinner. So it was but the fact is we got the word out.
Yeah.
We emailed a number of people couple of hundred people who were members, and we advertised that we were open for guests and members. And so that works really well because their neighbors of the members didn't think that they were welcome to come into the club. They think it's a private fraternal organization and we're private, but that's not really true at all. We want to have the members bring their family and neighbors and friends and come in as guests.
Yeah.
It's tough to handle that because we have to separate the golf course from the restaurant. The way I can explain that is that the golf course is open to the public, absolutely. The restaurant is not. So even though most people in Sandpoint have come into the restaurant, and maybe not through the front door, but they've been in there because we rent out the room adjacent for all kinds of parties and weddings and memorials and things like that. Most people have been in the lodge. So when they come in now, it's going to be somebody greet them and say, are you a member? If you're not, come on in. You'll be my guest.
Yeah. So it's I think that explains it very well. You'll be my guest, so they're not going to be turned away. So
exactly.
I encourage people to give it a shot and also to, at this point, because it's only limited to Friday, Saturday dinner, and Sunday brunch, to call ahead of time and make a reservation, especially for Easter Sunday. Deirdre just sent me the Easter Sunday brunch menu, and it looks sensational. 263-3313 is the number directly to the restaurant. I believe the Elks, the lodge number is 3811, 263-3811. But 263-3313 for Tracks at the Elks. And everybody's always looking for an Easter Sunday brunch place to go. So give the Tracks a try.
We hope it's going to be really busy. And I got to laugh because I looked down the pork belly banh mi, and I think anytime I don't know how we did without that in the past, but this guy, this chef, Craig Wirt is absolutely fantastic. And when he had the soft opening on the first Sunday, he had the introduction of his crab cake eggs Benedict, and people walked out of there shaking their heads, saying, I'd never had anything that good for breakfast in my life.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, that part is happening. Also, tomorrow night you're having new officers, and you are once again –
interestingly enough, you caught me at a very good time. I'm a past exalted ruler, PER, and there's a number of PERs because every year you're supposed to be replaced with a new exalted ruler. And yes, I was asked during the summer by Dwight, who is the current exalted ruler, if I would take over the leading night chair because we had somebody who had to leave. And that was the chair just before exalted ruler. So I moved into the position, and I did this, as you say, back in 2012. I was the exalted ruler for the first time. That doesn't make me that much more experienced. It's a quick deal. You're in for a year and then you're out. But oh. I've been an officer in the Elks for the 15 years that I've been a member. So I've been very heavily involved. And it is tomorrow night, Friday night, and that is open to the public. And that is a installation of officers. Is it okay to just mention the new people? Because there's a lot of people that have been officers for a long time, including Dwight Scheffler. But Tim Fitzpatrick took a short leave, and he came back in to be the leading knight to replace me. So he will move into the exalted ruler position next year. Rob Crowley is a volunteer beyond belief. He's been a younger guy that came in and has just worked really, really hard in everything we've been doing. He's going to move into the loyal knight position, which is the third place out of the exalted ruler. And Jeff Hurst is a man about town. Jeff Hurst is well known. I didn't have a chance to meet him until this year.
Multi-state champion, Sandpoint High School girls head volleyball coach for years, and does some real estate stuff now. And he had a gym right down the street here, Fitting 15.
You know more about him than I do.
Well, Jeff and I go way back.
Well, that's fantastic, because we're delighted to have him. And as soon as I looked around and saw somebody was coming to meetings, by the way, we have 450 members almost.
Wow.
And they were growing every year. We had 22 new members this year, despite the fact that we lost 27. The total increase was 22. So obviously it was a number in the 40s, almost 50 switch. But we're ahead of the game. And not every fraternal organization is doing that. Most of them are still suffering a little bit. We're doing great. And then, of course, we got Terry Rakes, who's a new member, relatively new, within the last couple of years. He's going to take over InterGuard. And my dear friend Loretta Glazer, you've seen her around the golf course. If you haven't seen her, you haven't been there, because she worked in the pro shop. She worked in the restaurant and bar.
Cook when she's not working in the pro shop or in the restaurant, she was out on the golf course.
Absolutely. Like I said, we're delighted to have these new people, and of course some of the old timers have been around for a while. And I'm going to go back to the name Tracks. I knew immediately what it meant when I first heard it, but the logo is fantastic. It has the railroad tracks, which of course surround the golf course, but then they have the moose tracks and the goose tracks, and they and if you've ever played there, you know they're in the sand traps, right?
Yeah.
Wherever you go.
That's great. I can't let you go without at least mentioning the golf course itself. Is the grounds crew back yet? Is there any projected?
That's a great question.
I know we've had a really great week weather-wise this week, but this weekend's supposed to be pretty wet. When did historically the golf course open?
We've had it open on the 1st of April, but this year it's not going to be the first. It's going to be around the middle of the month,
That's
and that'll depend on what you just said. Tomorrow, the next day, and the next day are going to be wet. So if we have lakes out there, they're going to have to push that water out somehow. And they've done a remarkable job. I got to tell you, Tanner Franklin has been running this golf course for three or four years now, all during the pandemic. And he is just converted it. We had a pretty good shape before, but this has been remarkable. The greens are more perfect than ever.
Never been better.
Thank you. I agree. Many people do agree with you. But, yeah, I talked to him this morning, Tanner Franklin. He's coming back. He's already back from his hometown, which is in Minnesota or Maine. It's one of the M states. And he said, shooting for the 15th, but that depends on the weather.
Yeah.
We are going to put the rubber liner into the hole three pond, and that's going to be great. So,
looking forward to it, Bob. We're out of time, but looking forward to another great year.
Oh, that went fast.
At the Elks, we can do it again at the end of April if you'd like, and talk about the May coming up and more. Again, the Tracks at the Elks is open. And for members as well as guests, so just come on out Friday evening, not tomorrow because of the installation of officers, but Saturday, and then Fridays and Saturdays until the golf course opens, I assume. And then, of course, Easter brunch, 263-3313. And if it's not on the Facebook page yet, it will be soon. You can see the Easter brunch menu. So look forward to that. Bob Hike, thanks for joining us, and you're frantically looking through your notes.
Was there something else? We just started a website, and I want to read that. That's all I want to do to finish up. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. I can guarantee you that we're going to be coming in as long as we're invited. Once a month would be great. The website is new, and there's a lot of information going to be changing, but it's very simple. ElksLodgeSandpoint.com, all small letter. ElksLodgeSandpoint.com.
Bob, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we are switching gears completely. We'll be talking about Space Point. Kyle Averill is with us. Professor Jason Barnes hopefully will be joining us today as well via the telephone, and we'll find out what Space Point is all about and what they have going on at the Panada Theater here in Sandpoint this Saturday, so stick around.
Have you tried the new Fast Lane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fast Lane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today, and if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net. Or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Whether you've got a small paint scratch or you've been in a bad collision, Anderson's Auto Body in Ponderay can get your car back in pristine shape. Their technicians are highly certified, promising the highest quality and state-of-the-art repairs. Anderson's Auto Body knows your time is valuable, and it will do everything possible to get you back on the road fast.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-0433 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-279-0433. That's 800-279-0433. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-0433. Again, 800-279-0433.
Anything? I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PHIL for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PHIL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PHIL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PHIL.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday here on KSBT at KBFI, as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. By the way, if you ever hear a segment here or any of our shows, if you want to hear Art's, he went off about his dishwasher yesterday. I don't know how he went from, he's an attorney talking about legal stuff, and then he starts talking about his super expensive dishwasher. But if you want to hear that again, you can go to NorthIdahoRadio.com anytime. And go to the local hour and then just click on the date and listen to that show. So yeah, that's always there. Right here with us right now, Kyle Averill from Space Point. And Kyle, welcome to the show. For anybody who hasn't read, there was a brief article in the Bee last weekend. There's a great article, much more depth, I should say, in the Sandpoint Reader today. So you want to pick that up. But if anybody hasn't read that yet, what is Space Point and what do you hope to accomplish here?
Well, thank you very much for having me. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it, Bob. Well, Space Point, in a nutshell, is a science and technology nonprofit.
Okay.
And it's focused specifically on the space industry. And if you look at the space industry today and you think about it, it really isn't for exclusively for scientists and pilots. As an example, from a spend perspective, the private sector accounts for over 80% of the total money spent in the space industry today.
Wow.
And when you think about it.
People don't know that.
No, no. And it's easy. It's almost, you know, you and I've talked about this before previously when we first met, but the space industry is almost a victim of its own success. You know, after the Apollo program, mm-hmm. after we put people on the moon, it almost became a cliche. It's like, well, we can get our taxes done, but we can't get, you know, or we can put a man on the moon, but we can't get our taxes done.
Right.
Right. So, you know, I think you know, that's part of it. And the other piece, I think, really is the pace of change, the velocity of the technical industry. And I just read an article the other day about artificial intelligence, and Congress has decided they need to do something about it because it's moving so quickly.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, when Congress decides to do something, then you know it's probably, you know, something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look at where the space industry is today, as I mentioned, 80% of the money being spent is spent by the private sector. And when you think about that 20%, that other 20% is government money, most likely through NASA, that's being directed to commercial suppliers anyway, outside of NASA. So, you know, I think the key for us is, and what we want to try to do is, if you think about where we are, there's this thing in the information technology industry called the S-curve, and basically it measures the adoption rate of, let's just make it very simple, a new car comes out. Well, what the industry typically looks at is when that new car is bought and how many people buy that new car and when they buy it and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you apply that to the space industry, we estimate we're probably still in that innovator and early adopter stage. But it's stable enough now where the average person, regardless of their career choice, can participate in that industry. If you look on any website of any provider today, whether it's SpaceX or Blue Origin or you name it, Sierra,
mm-hmm.
The list of jobs that are out there that they need to fill span everything from food service to stainless steel welding to the hardcore sciences as well. So, you know, our message really is, regardless of what your career choice is, point yourself to the space industry and you'll always have a job.
Absolutely. I understand we have Professor Barnes from the University of Idaho on the phone with us. I just want to get a couple of points across. Spacepoint.org is your brand new website. It's sort of minimal right now, but at least it's a start, so you can learn more there. And we'll mention this a couple of times. Dr. Barnes will be the guest speaker at the event at the Panada Theater this Saturday evening. And we'll talk more about that. But you want to, for more information on it, you can go to panada.org, panada.org for tickets and for basic information. Right now, we are going to the phone. Professor Jason Barnes, I believe, is with us from the University of Idaho. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Good. So you are the featured speaker with a Dragonfly presentation this Saturday evening at the Panada. Tell us what folks can expect.
Yeah. I've been working for the last 4 years or so now, actually more than that, trying to design a new NASA mission. The mission that we've come up with is called Dragonfly. It is a giant octocopter that we're going to fly on Saturn's moon Titan. And so what I'll be talking about on Saturday is the science behind the mission and the engineering behind the mission and what to expect and what to look forward to in terms of exploring Titan in the future.
So how did you get involved with this particular project?
Well, the idea for this project was something that, I, along with some colleagues of mine, Sibby Turtle at the Applied Physics Laboratory and Ralph Loren there as well, and Melissa Trainer at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. We came up with this idea, and we proposed it to the NASA program that's called New Frontiers, which is the medium sort of sized NASA interplanetary missions. And so these are a competed line of missions where anyone can, you know, suggest, you know, a mission to NASA. And if NASA thinks that yours is good enough, they may select it. We were fortunate enough to have been selected by NASA for flight in June of 2019.
Wow.
And we're progressing now through, you know, designing the actual vehicle.
And what does that entail, designing the actual vehicle? I mean, are you working with people all over the world on this, or how does that work?
Yeah, this is a big project. I guess there's over 1,000 people working on this at the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory, which is our lead for the mission. And there's even more people involved, you know, that are at, you know, our contractor levels at various NASA centers like Ames and Langley for the entry system, NASA Goddard for some instruments. Lockheed Martin is building our spaceship that's going to fly us all the way to Titan. So this is a very, very intimidatingly almost large project, and there's a lot of people involved.
It's absolutely. I'm sitting here, you know, with Kyle. This is absolutely mind-boggling to be thinking that, you know, you are right down the road in Moscow, Idaho, are working on this thing that's actually going to happen and land on this moon up there. You've got to be a bit mind-boggled by this whole thing as well. Did you think this would happen in our lifetimes?
Yeah, I mean, this is we're going to launch in 2027, and we arrive at Titan by 2034. I mean, you got to plan ahead when flying to the outer solar system, okay? But yeah, I feel like, you know, this is everyone in my field, every planetary person dreams of being able to have their mission selected by NASA for flight, and it's just so crazy. I still find it hard to believe that we were, you know, selected over those other amazing proposals and the other scientists, you know, that, sure. that had proposed. I'm kind of still feel like, you know, the universe sort of bifurcated on that day. There's two parallel universes, one where we got selected, one where we didn't.
This is great. We're talking to Professor Jason Barnes from the University of Idaho about the Dragonfly project, as he's saying, coming up in just a few years, believe it or not. Kyle Averill from Space Point, a local nonprofit, is here. And, Kyle, for the night itself this Saturday at the Panada, what's the format going to be? When the doors open, how does the presentation work? I understand there's a presentation on Dragonfly. There's also a movie element at the end. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, one of the key things we wanted to do was always anchored in science, but have a fun component as well. And so that's why the format, we designed the format the way we did. So Jason's the star of the show. He's probably one of the most humble people I've ever met. Mm-hmm. But when you really get to know him, he really is, especially when you think of the amount of things he's accomplished in his career, it's unbelievable. So the doors open at 5. 6 o'clock, Jason will present. And then after 6, a little bit of a surprise, when Jason is done, we'll get through Q&A. We're going to hold a Dragonfly quiz right then and there. So we've designed 10 questions that will be pulled from Jason's presentation. And then the top 3 scores from that quiz will qualify for a free ticket to Kennedy Space Center.
Wow.
And we're going to do that 4 times a year because each one of these events is tied to spring and fall equinox, summer and winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for obvious reasons, right? Our focus is on science, technology, and space in particular. Excuse me. Once intermission is done, then we'll show Star Wars Rogue One. And so just a film screening of a fairly popular film in the science fiction space.
Kind of puts you in the spacey mood.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I meant. It's a little fun, you know, it's serious science and educational, but there's a fun component to it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to take our final break here on North Idaho Thursday, a quick commercial intermission. When we come back, hopefully Professor Barnes can stay on the line with us. We have Kyle Averill from Space Point with us. We're talking about the kickoff event for Space Point featuring the Dragonfly mission at the Panada Theater this Saturday evening. So stick around. We'll be right back with more on that.
Space Point presents a very special evening at the Panada Theater in Sandpoint on Saturday, April 1st, with University of Idaho professor Jason Barnes and a presentation on NASA's Dragonfly spacecraft, the first quadcopter spacecraft in the world. Following Dragonfly, there will also be a showing of Rogue One, a Star Wars story. For advanced tickets and more information on this Space Point presentation, go to Panada.org.
It's here. It's now. The Grand National RV Show. R&R RV in North Spokane is hosting the Grand National RV Show for 10 days only, March 23rd through April 1st. Shop over 120 RVs inside the West Coast's largest indoor showroom. Free parking, free admission. The time to buy is now. Montana, Cougar, Rockwood, Forest River, Winnebago, and more. Come see Van World, the region's largest selection of camper vans, all inside the West Coast's largest indoor showroom. 10 days only, March 23rd through April 1st at R&R RV North Spokane. Special show pricing, giveaways, and food vendors on site. Beat that summer rush and buy now. Motorhomes, camper vans, fifth wheels, travel trailers, toy haulers, and truck campers. All indoors at the Grand National RV Show in North Spokane. Free parking, free admission, March 23rd through April 1st, indoors at R&R RV in North Spokane. 525 East Francis. Visit rnrrv.com for more info.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, along with you here live in the studio from a fairly new nonprofit in Sandpoint called Space Point. Kyle Averill is with us, Dr. Jason Barnes, who is heading up the Dragonfly space project and will be heading up the event at the Panada this Saturday evening. For more on that and for tickets, advanced tickets, you can get them at panada.org. And I want to point out that all proceeds from this event and for future events, which you plan on doing quarterly, proceeds go to the Space Point program. So it's not anybody lining their pockets here. They're they're just kicking this thing off the ground. Dr. Barnes, tell us a little bit more about the Dragonfly project itself, where it's at right now. And I know your goal is to be ready for this actual space flight in a few years. What's it going to take to get there?
Well, as with any government program, you know, it takes a lot of reviews and planning. And so we are right now, we just passed our what's called our preliminary design review, which is sort of the big gate before we, go toward our final, configuration. And we'll start actually, cutting metal and building parts. So we're drilling toward that.
And where is that going to be done? Is that something that's happening at U of I, or is this back east, or what?
Yeah, once again, there's all kinds of people involved. The actual quadcopter is being built at the Applied Physics Laboratory in Maryland.
Okay.
But the crew stage is being built by Lockheed Martin in Colorado. In fact, we are powered by a nuclear battery, the same as powered like Perseverance and Curiosity Mars rovers and the Voyager spacecraft that are flying out in the outer solar system. And that battery is actually built at Idaho National Lab down in southeast Idaho. So the fabrication is taking place all over the country and, in fact, around the world. We have a seismometer being donated by the Japanese Space Agency. And so all these will have to come together, and we have to, make sure they're tested properly. And so that's why it takes so long to get these things off the ground.
Well, Kyle, is there anything else that we should have Dr. Barnes touch on about this Saturday night and about Dragonfly?
Well, I can tell you a few things that I've learned.
Just absolutely.
From knowing this man in the short period of time that we've known each other. One thing that's kind of impressed me as well is his, when you think about an Earth year on Titan and you think about the time and distance of space and what have you, I think one of the things that I really enjoyed was understanding that he's already thinking about the pipeline of talent that came before him, because you have to remember as well, Jason was part of the Cassini mission as well to Saturn. So it's the pipeline of talent before him and the pipeline of talent after him, and he's already thinking about that, because when you think about how long it takes to go through the process, right, from the idea on a napkin to putting that rotorcraft down on Titan, the number of years in between there is a tremendous amount of time. And so that's what I really love about these New Horizon missions, is they're thinking about the continuity of talent from the start of the mission to the end of the mission to make sure that, you know, we maximize the value that we gain from these.
And speaking of the amount of time from the napkin to actually getting there, once the launch is made in 2027, what, in fact, maybe Jason wants to touch on this, the time it takes from takeoff to actually landing on Saturn's moon Titan.
Yeah, so we don't know what rocket we're going to launch on yet. NASA competes those, the rockets, so they will be a call for bids for rockets later this year or next year, we hope. But after we launch, we fly through space for 6.5 years, including one swing by of Earth to grab a gravity assist.
Like a photo opportunity, just swing back by Earth and wave.
Yeah, exactly. You might be able to look through a good telescope and see a little dot moving through there as we go by. So a total of 6.5 years from liftoff of Earth to touchdown on Titan.
And then 6.5 years, once it's there, what does it accomplish, or what is the hope to accomplish?
Yeah, well, Titan is really exciting because it, like some of the other outer solar system moons, is what's known as an ocean world. Titan's mostly made of water ice. And it turns out if you dig down deep enough, we don't know exactly how deep you have to go. That's one of the things we'll be exploring. But go down about 100 kilometers, there's liquid water ocean beneath that icy surface. And so the other exciting thing about Titan is that it's the only moon with an atmosphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Venus, Earth, and Mars have atmospheres, but all the other moons in the solar system kind of are like our own moon that have a solid surface but no atmosphere. And so that atmosphere on Titan has a composition that is actually quite carbon-rich, because there's a lot of methane in the atmosphere. And so one of our primary goals is to look at what happens when you get these carbon compounds at the surface mixing with liquid water. We think this may be a situation analogous to what may have produced life on the early Earth. But that system has been destroyed for 4 billion years of, subsequent geology and activity on Earth. But that process may be preserved out on Titan. So we want to be able to go there and explore what natural processes may have driven the process of the formation of life, both here and possibly elsewhere.
That's unbelievable that this is happening and that we're sitting here talking about it in Sandpoint. So this is great. Speaking of unbelievable in Sandpoint, Spacepoint is here. And, Kyle, you have a goal someday of an observatory in this area.
Yes. Our intent is we will have an observatory in place this year.
Oh, this year?
Yes, this year. And now, initially, it may be what we would consider a technology demonstrator or a proof of concept, but we have a roadmap for those, and we think that's probably the best place to start. And one of the things we want to do is use that as a tool to, again, raise the awareness of the local community to make sure we have the buy-in and the support for that. But ultimately, we'd like to see a much larger facility at the appropriate time. Probably year two is where we're looking to implement phase two. So it's pretty quick from that napkin to, we don't have to go as far as Jason does to get to Titan, right? So it's pretty quick. And, we're 100% focused on deliverables, right? We want to deliver concrete things that benefit the community and, you know, elevate that interest and hopefully provide a pipeline to people like Jason, leaders in the space community, that they can leverage that talent and put that talent to work so that Jason can then create that pipeline of talent that will, frankly, be there when he moves on to his next biggest and his next adventure, I guess you could say.
Yeah. So how do you envision this observatory? I've been to the Griffith Park Observatory in California, for example. Do you envision something like that?
Well, actually, what we're going to do is what's called a roll-off roof observatory, and part of that is because of the climate here, because of the amount of snowfall and rain that we get. And we wanted something that is fairly robust. And also, we wanted to be able to relocate it. So, you know, I love plans, but, you know, there's all kinds of sayings about plans, right, how they may go astray day one. So what we want to make sure of is that we really fully vet it, make sure we understand, you know, what the requirements are for that, and then we'll build upon that.
And again, to learn more about Space Point nonprofit and with the big ambitions here in the Sandpoint area, you can go to spacepoint.org, spacepoint.org. I see you have a Sandpoint rocketry competition coming up in May. You've got the Summer Solstice Sci-Fi series coming up in June 21st, I would assume.
Yeah, in fact, if a couple of Jason's proteges, if you will, are actually on our board. So we're super thankful for that. As soon as I had one meeting with Jason and he was all in.
Yeah.
Right. It didn't take, you know, multiple meetings to have a discussion about this. And in fact, one of his colleagues is going to be a guest speaker at one of our next events who specializes in physics. And we're going to design that presentation around black holes and all the science around black holes.
Can't wait. Learn more. You can meet Dr. Barnes this Saturday night beginning at the doors open at 5 at the Panada. A presentation begins at 6. He'll be talking about the Dragonfly project in a lot more detail. There'll be a question and answer session, which I think is going to be very interesting. And then the showing of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. It's all happening at the Panada Theater this Saturday. I know it's April Fool's Day, but we're not kidding about this stuff. This is this is really happening. Jason, thanks for joining us today, and I look forward to chatting with you more in the future.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks for having me.
All right, and we'll see you on Saturday night. Kyle, I hope that we can do this every quarter, and I think this is really interesting stuff, and I'm just so stoked that you're doing this right here in our backyard.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and, you know, Jason's the expert, so I'm just thrilled that he has the time to help us out.
Speaking of time, I am out of time, so that's it for this week. We'll be back in here. Boy, it'll be April when we come back in here next week. I am so excited about this spring ahead. But until then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.